we're back. Coming up on 8:21 here, 18 below right now in a sunny sky. Thursday Talk Around continues, talking all things Chankabazoo. Music in the zoo. Can my day get any better?
I know.
Seriously, two of my favorite things to talk about. Tom Schmaltz and Kathy Dickman in from Chankabazoo. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Tom, I'm going to ask you this first. Did you survive all of this, the 2 days snow and having to move everything around down there?
Yes, we survived it and we did well. And we'll be moving snow more today. You know, the first couple days it was get it open and 2 hours later it's blown shut. So we do it again to get things done. And yesterday we opened up a huge part of it, so today it's the things that were primary that we have to get done. So, yeah, we're getting it done.
Are you looking forward to winter being over?
Yeah, that would be a good thing. A nice slow melt.
I was 40 degrees. I was thinking about you, I think, the second day of this garbage thing, and I bet Schmaltz is down there moving things around this morning.
Yeah, you know, in the middle of it, I brought the Bobcat home, backed it in our garage because we didn't know how bad it would be.
Right.
Because there's a lot of times we have to blow through the park to get the keepers in because the city's busy getting primary roads.
I was going to ask you that. You know, in a situation like that, you have to be there.
Right.
You have to get people there.
Right. So, you know, the city's doing the primary roads, which are most important. So the secondary roads, we have to be in there before. So it's bringing the Bobcat home, plug it in, and then start in the wee hours of the morning and get a path blowing in for the keeper so they could drive in. And so things go smoothly, and as soon as the city gets caught up, then they come in and open the roads wide open, or the park people will.
But you have a plan in place and contingency plans, too, when stuff like this happens.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything gets set up.
You know, plan for the worst, and the best will happen.
I love that. I love that. Kathy Dickman, what's going on?
Oh, you know how quiet I am.
That's unusual.
I thought I would start with that because I'm thinking, hey, anybody out there moving snow has got to know that, you know, this winter, yeah, we can't wait for it to be over.
Well, first of all, let's get something straight and right on the front line.
All right.
I don't mind how many hours he's out on that Bobcat. No, I'm teasing. It was a lot. It was a lot. But
teed that one up for it, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Almost lost my breath when I heard me say it.
Anyway. No, everybody's doing a great job down there. And again, I'd say this every time we're on the air, but the cold and anybody working outside, not only our wonderful zookeepers, but
everybody
working outside, construction workers, mail carriers, anybody whose job is outside, thank you for what you do. And thank you to all the workers keeping our city streets open and in our communities and all of that, because it's very important.
Well, and
they had a job.
It was tough this time around because it just didn't quit.
I know. And you go, I'm just going to drive to the store. And it's like, nope.
Not happening.
But we're thankful that, you know, the park roads were open and we got in and got to work. And that was important. Got to feed those animals.
what's coming up at the zoo? I just get antsy talking about like zoo opening and getting the zoo open. Because it makes me think spring.
Well, we have the bear class.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is March 1st, which is a Tuesday, and that is for all ages. And last year we had one of our bigger turnouts for that because we forgot to cap it.
That's right.
We say there's a cap, but if there's more, we add another session because we don't want anybody to be left out. So we're famous for adding another session. But that happens March 1st, 4 o'clock. It's 1 hour, 4 to 5. It's $7 for members, $10 for non-members, and that, you know, of course, supports the program. And you can get your membership that day if it's easier, too, if you wish. But anyway, you come, you get a little intro on the Bears of the World, little intro, and then we head out to the bear den. So we did it earlier. Usually we're around the 14th or so, and I'm like, Tom, the bears are awake already.
It's like, go put them back to sleep. Yeah. Okay.
Don't tell them to pretend to be sleeping. We're bringing a group in. But no.
You know, all those bands you were talking about, I can't sing. It won't work.
See?
They're not going to sleep.
So we're hoping, you know, not that it's easy to wake a bear in their torpor. We talk about that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they gradually come getting their spring fever on. But But we were hoping that they can see them more in their sleepy stage and go in, and we're not intentionally waking them. We just want to peek at them to see how they bed down at the zoo for the winter. Mm-hmm. And it's been one of the most popular events because people just want that peek behind the scenes.
Right.
So this is an opportunity for that.
And it's pretty cool to be able to walk in the den. And Coco usually gets up and looks at us, and Copper will turn his head and like, get out of my room now. And, you know, he just gives you that look like, yes, sir, I'm on my way. But Coco's up going, who's here? And everybody wants to know, do they eat? Do they drink? So we explain all that, mm-hmm. what they do during the winter. And it's fun for us. And it's a kick when you have adults and kids and grandpas and grandmas come to see this. It gets us excited.
Right. And when does it typically start? When do they typically start to go into their torpor or hibernation?
You know, it depends on the year. So if we start seeing them bringing in leaves in December, we're like, or even late November, we're like, oh, my God, it's going to be a big winter.
I suppose that's a pretty good indicator.
Yeah. So, you know.
This year was early November. They started dragging stuff.
Okay. But they didn't actually go into their torpor where they were getting up daily till, I don't know what the date is. We record it, but mm-hmm. yeah.
And then you said it's not like a deep sleep. What is it specifically?
It's a torpor is a less of a hibernation. A true hibernation, and we can't say that torpor is not a hibernating state, but
right.
True hibernation, you drop your body temperature quite low. You don't eat, drink, defecate, urinate, and you usually the smaller mammals will go into a true hibernation where if you found one in the winter, not that you're likely to, you'd be like, this is dead.
Right.
You know, you can pick them up, walk around, they're
yeah.
still out. They're sound asleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their body temp's like 38 degrees.
But the bears, they just drop their body temperature like 3-4 degrees. If they wake up, they might choose to drink. If our bears right. wake up, they're offered water and food, but they never accept it. Hardly ever. And again, it's easy to wake a torpid animal versus a hibernating animal. And so their metabolism does drop, but not to the degree of a true hibernator.
Right.
So there's a scientific discussion on torpor and hibernation in bears, and it flip-flops. So one year you'll hear a scientific journal say, oh, yeah, they're hibernators. Next one to be like, no, they're really not. So it's to a degree of hibernation, like how I like to describe it.
Okay.
And, so it's been – I remember when we built the new den, we had to – they were on the cat side till we got the bear side done, and we had to wake up the bears in the winter. We woke them up to sedate them to move them because we can't just lightly because we can't just go in there and pick up a bear and move them. Not those bears.
Well, we tell kids it's like when mom and dad comes home from a hard day at work and they want to take a short nap, mm-hmm. and you go wake them up. They get cranky.
Yeah, that could be a problem. And
yeah.
See, this is fascinating. And everybody can get answers to those questions because everybody's going to have questions.
They're
going to
have
it.
Questions. We hope they have questions, mm-hmm. and get that sneak peek of our two grizzlies who we adore.
Right.
And see some other things if they're out. And if other things are out en route, then you can see other things too. But either way, we're going to have the class. So dress for the weather.
Yes.
And then, of course, we have our hop into spring on the 19th, which is a Saturday, March 19th. And you'll be seeing more about that. But that's all about spring. That's all about the chicks and ducklings.
I love it.
And you're going to see rabbits and we'll do our little Easter egg thing and some format. We'll have activities and animals, and that's Hop into Spring, and it's very popular, and it's a Saturday again this year.
Awesome. I just find the thing with sleeping bears, when you wake them up, they always want breakfast. You know, that's just been my experience. Spring cleanup day.
Is the 9th.
Of
April.
Okay.
And then we have Easter in between, and then we have opening day on the 23rd.
Fantastic. Tom and Kathy, we're out of time. Wish we could talk about this. But listen, folks, you're going to have questions about hibernation, about torpor, and they're going to explain it to you through this.
Yes.
So that is awesome.
Yes.
Tom and Kathy, always great to have you in here. Stay warm.
We will.
All right. It is the Morning Zoo. We do this every Thursday at 8:20 with Tom and Kathy from Chinkaba Zoo. Here are the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
To demonstrate the power of Cricket Nationwide 5G, we brought in this monster truck. And to tell you Cricket 5G is available on every plan at no extra charge, we brought in this fleet of monster trucks. Now that's power! Get powerful nationwide 5G on all plans at no extra charge. Plus a Cricket Dream 5G phone free when you switch. Tastes like power too. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save.